Turn to the right. Now turn to the left. Hold still. That's it, bitch.
My name is Bellum, the bitch. I killed my lovers in the Valentine's Day. Keep the change, you filthy animals. I was arrested. I didn't struggle. All I wanted was my revenge. I spent 1 year in a madhouse. I was raped. I was drugged. I was tortured. But I survived. I kept my sanity to do what I had to do. And now, I am one of the most famous killers. You're not the first journalist that comes here. Well, if I have some luck, you will be the last. How so? I'm gonna tell. I am here for 8 months, but seems like 80 years. You know why they let you in and talk to me? No, dear. It isn't about your talent. It's the money. Your money is good here. Your talent? Not a single piece of shit for them. You see, in this town, or you have the beauty, or you have the power, or you have the money. Luckily, I have the beauty. And with this, I can control my lovers that have power and money. Yes, dear. Lovers. Oh, of course not. Do you think I am fucking some ghosts? No, dear, I don't. I have more than one lover, and they are all powerful. When I spent my days in the madhouse, the nurses let some people get into the shifts, you know? Sick people that wanted to rape, abuse, take advantage of innocent victims that couldn't ask for help. And if we asked, who would trust us? I was one of them. Why is that? Because they could pay for it. Of course, everything has the right price. If a sadist wanted to hurt a damaged girl, they paid a fee. If it was a gangster looking for easy sex without getting involved, was another fee. Everyone had a price, and we were just fuck toys. I always had my beauty, and I wasn't crazy or damaged. I was only betrayed, hurt, and this was the fun. My first client came in my bedroom. I knew what was about to happen. I had to think quickly. I didn't have great options, but, well, I knew how to handle. I treated him like a client in the cabaret. At first he found that weird, but he didn't decline. I did my best and he liked. And soon, I had the best clients ever. And at least half of them became my lovers. The nurses were against it. Au contraire, they loved that. And the doctors too. They even gave me a better bed. I met important people that time. Powerful, rich, dangerous, influent. People you would never imagine. What? If I could name them? Oh dear, of course I could. But I don't want. You know? When you know people and have connections, you don't just spill the beans. You have to take a good care of those names, so you can use it when you need. And I intend to use them when I get the hell out of here. You what? You have a deal to offer me? Well, tell me. I am listening. No, I have more, I don't know, 3 years to go. Yep. What? Wait, so you assure me that if I tell you names and what they did, you can get me out of this jail in 1 month? That's just... Well, this is very interesting. But how will I know that you won't vanish when you have all you need? You word? Come on. Your word means nothing to me, baby. I wanna be sure you will take me off this place. How can you prove it? What is it? Oh my. Okay. Now, you have my full attention. So, you want names, right? Yes, and you want to know what they like too, or... Of course you want. Yes, just for the article, I am totally sure. Well, I had a lot of people with me, but only three names will be useful for you. And the first name is James Washington. In person. Bones, flesh, and king. That sadist son of a bitch hurt me more than I wanted. Almost, I couldn't bear. Of course, I'm sure. Yes, I know. That goody image. Those sweet eyes. Kissing all those babies and being kind to the wife publicly. Poor thing. I had a taste of what she's going through with him. He is a cold blood sadist. The first time I came, I was thinking he would be a client as the other. Perhaps even a future lover. Bad mistake. I started to gently massage his shoulders and he started to relax. I still remember. He looked harmless. He was sweet, just like he is in public. So he started to call me crazy bitch. And I said, mind this dirty mouth, sir. I am not a crazy bitch. Well, maybe I can be a bitch, but I am not crazy. Well, not for real. And then I couldn't expect.
Ow! What are you doing? No! No! Help! Help! Help me!
Yes. He slapped me. At first I thought I had offended him, but I didn't. He was just getting ready. He slapped me. And then he raped me. Over and over and over. And the more I screamed, the more he became hard and horny. He choked me almost until I lose consciousness. He spanked me until my ass and breasts turned red. He fucked me until I bleed and cry. He called me whore, bitch, crazy, stupid, cunt. He had a big cussing vocabulary, and he threw all towards me. When he left, I was broken. I remember how cold the floor was, but still warmer than that man. And do you think that was the only time? Oh no. He came back every week, spending the public money with a crazy cheap whore. And he was creative. The first time, he spanked me with his hand. The second, with a paddle. You know, one of those you find on schools for undisciplined child. Yeah, that one. I remember I couldn't sit and still I had to do it. He made me cry and sob every time, and the motherfucker licked my tears. And then he became horny again. It was torture. Was endless. He even tried to talk to me after I came out. Luckily, the police found me first. Oh, don't worry. He will not tarnish his reputation coming here. Well, are you taking notes? Good. Because the second name is William Smith. Yes, himself. What? Oh no. This one is sweet and innocent. I mean, very innocent. Like a baby. No, I mean it. Do you know what he likes? To be a baby. No, I mean it. A baby. How sick can he be, huh? He used it to pay to fuck me. But also, he used it to pay for everyone's silence. Including me. Yes. He gave me lots of money. What? What did I do with the money? Well, baby, this is not your business. He liked to come early morning. He had huge geriatric diapers and, believe me, a pacifier. First he undressed, put on one of those baby hats and the pacifier. Then he would lie down and ask me to put the diaper on him. But of course, not without stroking him first. After I edged him, he liked to lie down on my lap and suck my tits as a good baby boy. He didn't speak. He only cried like a baby. How disgusting can it be? A man over the 50 years old with mommy issues? Ugh. Well, after he sucked enough my tits, he liked to play with mama. And then, he crawled around the room making baby noises and fucked up. And it was me who took all the milk. Every goddamn time. Now, the last but not least. Are you ready? Oh dear, you are never ready for this. The last name I will give you is Wilson Carter. Oh, I just loved your face. Yes. And this is just a name. Wait until I tell you what he liked. Do you want to try guessing? Oh, come on. It'll be fun. Try to guess. Come on. No. Oh my god. No, not even close. No. Give up? Okay then. You would never, you know. You would never guess. He likes to be a pretty girl. Yes. He even have a dress. Pink and lace and panties that match. He ordered on a seamstress, telling that was for a cousin that was very tall and fat. How real it can be. He is to come and give me another dress, a blue one in satin. Yes, a very creepy doll dress. And I had to be there, still, like a doll. He put on the makeup, brushed my hair, and I had to say, "Pretty girl, you are a pretty girl." Yes, that's it. That's all I could say. "Pretty girl, you are a pretty girl." After he poured some imaginary tea, he pretended to drink and talk to me, but of course I couldn't answer. And every time he touched my tummy, I had to repeat, "Pretty girl, you are a pretty girl." But of course, he wanted to play different with me. So, after the tea time was the bad time. And he undressed me. And he liked to explore his doll's hole, and I had to be still. He used to start licking my cunt, every inch, with his warm and wet mouth. And I was there still, like a porcelain doll. Then, he finished to eat my cunt, and he started to fuck it. First gentle, then harder, but, you know, never too hard. He wouldn't break his fuck toy. No. He was careful. And while he fucked me, I had to repeat, "Pretty girl, you are a pretty girl." Yes, pretty girl. Then he flipped his doll and fucked the back hole, how he called. And I kept repeating, "Pretty girl, you are a pretty girl." The most I said, the most he fucked. Until he came in my ass. And to clean his toy, he licked it. He used to drink every drop of his own cum falling from my butthole. And then, he dressed his suit and led me there, still like a doll, and I had to repeat.
Pretty crow? You are a pretty crow.
Pretty crow. Until he locks the door. Hello? Somebody here? I know. Impressive, huh? Well, now you have everything you wanted. It's time to go. What? No, I will get out today. Yes. A month? No, dear, I'm sorry, but I have shit to do. And I can't wait a whole month. And you will help me to get out of here. No, you heard me. Oh, you won't help me to escape? Oh, so cute. Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry to inform you, but you will. Yes. Oh, hello, sweetie. Oh, sorry I hit your head. But hey, good news, wasn't so bad. You passed out enough time for me to escape and lock you in there. These lazy guards who leave the key with the visitors. How can you trust such a system? Well, maybe that's a good subject for your next article. And I am sure that's gonna be explosive. Yell as much as you want. I don't care. You will not get me. Yes. Poor thing. Oh, boo-hoo. Now you're gonna cry. You know, I have some advice for you. Trust no bitch. Well, seal desperation is very nice, but... Oh my... Look at the time. I really have to go. Maybe I can come here to visit you? Well, probably not. Okay, bye-bye. Have a nice life. Bye-bye.
Will somebody please hold that bitch?
Hold that bitch.
Okay, doctor, let's go. Fuck, I'm starving.
Dinner will be served in 40 minutes.
Good. I hope it's chicken tonight.
Yes, chicken Rottweiler.
Oh, okay. We really need to hire a cook. And buy some groceries, of course.
Also, 3, 2, 1.